Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 17th of Shawwal, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 19th of May, 2022. Today our topic is on Medina. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mauna Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what happened when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwarah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we know the Milad Mubarak, the auspicious, honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place in Makkah Mukarramah. Till the age of 40, we find that everything was fine and they would love the Master alayhi salatu salam, and that is, they would say, As-Sadiqul Ameen. When the revelation started, Surah Alaq, chapter 96, the first five verses, the revelation brought about a revolution. Yesterday, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sadiqul Ameen, but today all the unsavory comments and so forth started. So the lesson we learn from there, people love salih, pious people. Obviously, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most pious, the greatest of all Almighty Allah's creation. But muslih, when you start putting things right and telling people this is right, this is wrong, then that they dislike. So you see today also, if you just continue with your good actions, then people will like you. But start speaking that this is right, this is wrong, and then you will see the opposition. So that's a big lesson for us to learn. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا مِّنْ قَبْلِ. Indeed, I lived my life in front of you. You saw I grew up, you saw everything of mine, and all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Hayati Mubaraka the best for all times, all places. Places. And everything you want, we must study the noble Quran, and we see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran that my entire life I was here, the first 40 years and then another 13 years, so that is 53 years. And afala ta'qilun, can't you use your brains, your intelligence, your intellect? Chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, and verse number 16. Then you see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Nabi il Ummi. What is the attribute of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be Nabi il Ummi. When we use the term Ummi for people like me and you, it means we are Ummi, that we don't know how to write Greek, and we don't know how to write, you understand, Spanish or Portuguese or whatever you. So that is, we illiterate in that. But when it comes to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, and that is Surah A'raf, and verse number 157. Chapter 7, verse 157. Almighty Allah states, يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي نَبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. So what is the meaning in this text and context that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Ummi? It means no human being taught Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah jalla wala taught Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. So that is the meaning of Ummi. Sometimes ulama also, they mistranslate it and misconstrue it. So we need to understand all that. So 13 years of opposition after the Nubuwwat and revelation, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam started giving permission, go. The first person to leave Makkah to go to Madinah Munawwara, Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anh, then others and so forth and so on. Then he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Thani Asnain. Who is Thani Asnain? Chapter 9, verse 40. Thani Asnain is Huma fil ghar. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first of the first. Thani Asnain is he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They went to Ghar Thawr, spent 3 nights there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was very concerned of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla wala revealed the verse, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 40. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi, when he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoke to his companion. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, being the companion of Nabi alayhi salam, is in the Quran. If people reject that, they are out of the fold of Islam. La tahzan, don't worry, don't be sad, don't have grief. Inna Allah ma'ana, inna rahmatallahi ma'ana, inna nusratallahi ma'ana. Allah's help, Allah's special mercy is with us. So Thani's name was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when they entering, now they came towards Quba, it's a Monday, and there the Najjar tribe were there. So one day the children went, they didn't see, they never saw the Master alayhi salam, they never saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. Second day, again disappointed. Lo and behold, the third day when they went, children, young daughters, and they had the duf, both ways you can pronounce it. They had the drum without the jingles, and you know, so it was just timbre, you know, this small drum like. And now istiqbal, the welcoming Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, and the children of Najjar. You go to Cape Town today also, you will find the Najjar family. Najjar is carpenter. So see what they read, what they said. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari, nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. These are the children, the daughters of Medina. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari, ya habbada Muhammadun jari. And then Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr stayed there. And the first thing they did, he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then placed the block, the brick, and Masjid Quba, the construction started. The second block and brick, Saniyat Nain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr put. So if you want reference, go open Sirat Mustafa. But Hazrat Mona Idris Kandelvi, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, you will find them. He also passed away in 74. So nevertheless, in Karachi, the point we're making here is this, that then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a Friday left Quba. And if you go today, Quba is there, and just 1-2 kilometers away, you will find Masjidul Jumu'ah, and Jummah Salat was read there. And then they went towards Masjid Nabawi, where Masjid Nabawi is. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the host, and he was given that sheriff and honor. And remember, the same he, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, is buried there in Istanbul. And you know who performed his janazah salat? This is the year 50. So remember Yazid bin Muawiyah, he made wasiyat that, because Yazid was the Amirul Jaish, the commander in chief. And you go and read about all the profile and Al-Isaba and all that, you will find it there. So we must know all these things there, and not fall propaganda to the Shias and so forth. Nevertheless, now the time came, we want to build a masjid, Masjidun Nabawi. Now this land was used, you know, like for taming the animals and all that. So it belonged to Sahal and Suhail. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, we will buy it and purchase it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Siddiq radiallahu an, with his own personal money, no guinchanda and collection and no. 10 gold coins he paid, 10 dinars or 10 dirham. So remember, silver coin, gold coin, whatever it was, but he alone paid. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Again we indebted to him, and then the masjid is built, and that is how the hijrah comes. That is how Masjid Nabawi comes. So maybe let me give you the extension and expansion of Masjid Nabawi quickly. Masjid Nabawi, there are books written on it, Tarikhul Masjid Nabawi and so forth. So the first time it was built, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba were all helping. Then after the Battle of Khaybar, 7th year of the Hijrah, and it was in Muharram, the first expansion, Tawsiyah expansion took place. This is fi Hayatin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we find in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, it remained the same. Then in time of Sayyidina Umar, extended. Then in time of Sayyidina Uthman, extended much more. You see, if you go to Masjid Nabawi today, the Qibla is the southern direction. So when you face the southern direction, you face the northern direction, you're facing Aqsa. And if you face the southern direction, you're facing Baytullah. Always remember that. Then where the mihrab is, the when you enter the masjid from Babu Salam, and that mihrab you see is called Mihrab Uthmani. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, again, he used his personal wealth. People told him, for what you doing all this? He said, I heard the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, man bana lillahi masjida banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. And that's why I'm extending this Masjid Nabawi. Whosoever builds a masjid for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah will bless him with a palace in Jannah. Quickly, there's long history, I'm just cutting short. So today when we go to Masjid Nabawi, remember this. So you will see, when you're reading salami, salat and salam, then remember, you see like a green fence right around. That was put by Sultan Qatibai. Sultan Qatibai put that fence in the year 888. So that is Hijrah. So more than 550 years ago, that fence was put there. So by him, he also reconstructed Masjid Nabawi. And from that time, it is there. Now, what is inside? I'm making you, taking you, zooming you inside. So now, when you are facing the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, and your back is facing the Qibla. So that is how you will go inside and understand what's happening there. So you have the green fence, Sultan Qatibai. And if you go further inside, then remember you will find Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. So before Umar bin Abdul Aziz, remember Nuruddin Zanki. So we're going backwards now. So Nuruddin Zanki, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in his dream and told him that these two people, you must sort them out. He left Damascus and he came. He invited all the men. He didn't see them. And then he said, who's left? They said, no, these two people, very pious, they don't go. When they called him, he knew these are the culprits. So there was a place called Darud Diyafa, you see. So Sheikh Atiyah Salim writes about it and so forth. Anyway, so he said, these are the culprits. They went to their house. So they were building, they were digging a nafaq, a tunnel. So then they were executed and so forth. So then Darul Rasas. So thereafter, they had a room and a place. They had all the lead and all that made and everything. And then the whole wall is put around. So nobody can enter. King, nobody can enter. Then you go inside further. Then you will find a pentagon. What is pentagon? You find a building that is there. 5 walls, pentagon. So this was put up by Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. So remember that he said, I don't want to put square like Kaaba Musharrafah. So he, Umar, 99 to 101, he was Khalifa. Then you go further inside, so you must remember is Jidaru Bayti Aisha, the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. You go further inside, then there is the Jasad Athar and the Mubarak blessed body of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first the Master alayhi salam, then you find Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. So when you zoom from outside, so first will be Sultan Qatibai, then the wall of Nuruddin Zanki, then the pentagon of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, then the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, then the room and Hujra Mubaraka, Surah Hujurat chapter 49, so you will find where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So that is what is there. Nobody can go inside. So all fairy tales people make, remember that. They only enter when you enter from Babi Jibreel, there is a door there and they can enter there, but that's the back portion. And then they have a curtain, a green curtain. That green curtain where they make the ghilaf, the kiswa of the Kaaba Musharrafa, Masnaul Kiswa, so that they change every year on the day of Arafat. So this green curtain they change every 5 years there in the Masjid of Nabawi of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very, very brief history. There's a lot of other details, but now just to give you a little bit understanding. So that is what is there, and a brief history of Masjid Nabawi.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, what are the rewards of reading Salah in Masjid Nabawi?
Remember, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say that the greatest place to read Salat will be Masjidul Haram, Mi'atu Alfin, you get 100,000 sawab. That is Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith. And open Bukhari, Muslim and so forth. And if Masjid Nabawi is Alfun, the Sahih Hadith is 1,000. And the weak Hadith is 50,000. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find all the ahadith there. So we can use the 50,000 ahadith also is fadail. But if you look at Sahih Hadith, then is Alfun, 1,000 times it is rewarded. And the weak hadith tells us 50,000.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, must we read 40 Salat in Salam while we are there?
Remember the riwayat, the hadith is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an. And if you want a reference of it, go open Mustad Ahmad. Man swalla fi masjidi hadha arba'ina salatan la tafutuhu salatun. That is the words in the starting. You read 40 Salat there, for Salat, consecutively. You never miss no Salat. So it means you read 40 Salat with Takbir-e-Ula inside Masjid Nabawi. So then three things will happen. That person will be Bara'atun min al-Azab. He will be free from the punishment. And Bari'a min al-Nifaq. And he will be free from hypocrisy. And he will be given Bara'atun min al-Nar. And freedom from Jahannam. So some ulama say the hadith is weak. But if you look at the Turuq, then you will find that this hadith is mentioned in Tabarani as well, bi sanadin sahihin. So therefore, with ta'addudu turuq, it is acceptable. Ta'addudu turuq means with the different chains. So we will not say to read 40 salat is compulsory there in Masjid Nabawi, but we will definitely say it is highly recommended and meritorious. Therefore, when we used to go with the groups and agents and so forth, I have to always tell the agents, don't book the people for 8 nights. They're spending 50,000, 70,000 this year, 100,000 plus minus per person if you look at it. So the costs are very, very high now. So remember that, and people take 5 year, 5 week package, 6 week package or 4 week package. So book them for 9 nights, not 8 nights, because sometimes the plane get delayed, sometimes they get delayed at the airport, the salat are carrying on, and instead of getting 40 salat, they got 37 salat, 38 salat, 39 salat. So therefore, I tell and recommend to people, rather take 9 nights, you know, or 10 nights there in Medina Munawwara. So you know that you got your 40 salat inside Masjid Nabawi. But at the same time, we must remember it's not compulsory. So if a person's package is such, you took 3 nights, 4 nights, 5 nights, so there's no sin upon you. But it's good if you can, obviously. So like ourselves, with Allah's grace and mercy, several times we made 40 salat consecutively in Masjid Nabawi. Come, I tell you story time. People, they love stories. 74 when I went were from Karachi, and it was Ramadan, so I landed up there 1 week or 10 days before, you know, Ramadan started. I stayed by Kogir, Abdul Aziz Kogir. So I stayed there, and I told him, the old man, Abdul Aziz, so I told him, Sheikh, I'm a Taliban, I'm a student, I could speak a little bit Urdu, a little bit Arabic, all broken. So he said, where are you studying? I said, by Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri's madrasa. I said, oh, very good. He used to charge 60 riyals in those days per person, you know, with meals and all. So he said, okay, for you, 50% discount, 30 riyals. I still remember. So I said, very good. Then my parents came, rahimahullah, they all passed away now. So they said, no, we will stay by Bully, Aisha Bully. They called Suleiman Mimish. So I said, fine. So they know discount business. So there we took one room, so 35 riyals. For me individually, it was better to stay at Kogir, because they're 30 riyals, they're 35, but obviously I must make khidmat of my parents and be with them. So I said, no, we stay here. So then I told Kogir, now my parents came, we're going, he said, no problem, you know. So we finished up there, and I finished up there. I was alone, and he gave me one room nicely, and then we spent there. So then we spend, so over 2-3 days or so before Ramadan. Then the 19th, 20th, so we came here to Medina Munawwara. So we spent the last 10-11 days there. We made Eid there. And, you know, so that was already 10 nights. And what I want to tell you is the crowds were so small. Ramadan, in 74, every Taraweeh in 74, I read inside Riyadhul Jannah. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatu Riyadhul Jannah. I remember after Maghrib, I used to come and eat quickly and so forth. Then I used to rush and tell my parents I'm going. And they said, yeah, you go, don't worry. So then we used to go by Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah after that, because Hazrat said for itikaf for 33, 34 years, you know, in Masjid Nabawi. So anyway, so that was how things were that time. Small, small crowd and so forth. So therefore, if you can, so you should do so. It's very nice then like that. And the great reward I showed you.
Muftisab, what are the places of ziyara in Medina?
Remember, places of ziyara, you must divide it into three different categories. One is inside Masjid Nabawi. One is outside, you understand, in Medina. And third is the cemetery, the graveyard, Al-Baqi. Baqi ul-Gharqad is the proper name. So let's start, number one, with the Masjid, and then we'll go for a break, inshallah. So, inside Masjid Nabawi, so first, now this is a lesson we must learn, and especially you brothers, sisters who are going now for the first time, so you are going to Medina Munawwara for Hajj, for Umrah, and you know, go to Medina and so forth. So, whether you're coming from Jeddah to Medina, or you're landing in Medina, you know, this is also something you, Moha Zaid, you don't know about these things. You know Flywell travel. So Flywell in Pretoria. So one brother is Abu Bakr. He's still alive. He's in Pretoria. And we're promoting him, mashallah. People should go with them for Hajj. Very good. And the elder brother, Usman. Usman passed away. He was in Cape Town. Now, Usman was a champion in all this. Not once. He did it twice. So what he did, he organized a trip, chartered planes, SAA, South African Airways, you see. And from Johannesburg, we fly straight to Medina Airport, non-stop. And the crew, they're not allowed to even disembark at Medina Airport. They must stay in the plane. And from then, they told me, there's a charter flight. You are in charge. I'm in charge. So you know how the air hostess, and then they speak. So they gave me those gadgets, and they showed me how you must use it. So I must give advice to the Hajis and all that. So like that, Barkat of Flywell, you know. Yeah. So twice he did that, Flywell. It was very something unique. First time in South Africa's history. So mashallah, we did, it happened to all us. So a lot of things like that happened. So sometime when you land in Medina Munawwara, with Allah's help, direct, you can get the flight like that, that's excellent. So anyway, then your people normally have to go via Dubai or via Cairo or via Doha, and all long stories. If you get direct flight, excellent. I don't know now if they eat or not from here direct, you know, because these airlines keep on changing their routes and whatever you. So the lesson we want to share with the people is this, that when you are going, Ya Dakhil al-Dar, Salli ala al-Nabi al-Mukhtar, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you are about to enter Medina Munawwara. You're coming from Jeddah, you're coming from Medina Airport. So abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabi al-Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The tongue should be moist. When you study Sunan Nasai and you study the Ahadith on Fada'il Medina, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam returning from a ghazwa or a journey. So the nearer the Master alayhi salam comes to Medina Munawwara, then asra adabatahu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go faster and faster. We can't tell a pilot go faster or the bus go faster or taxi. We must increase our salawat and durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what we must do. Then we settle down in the hotel and all. Thereafter, take your bath and so forth. Now, we must practice on this verse. Surah Mujadala, chapter 58 and verse 12. The only Sahabi to practice on this whilst it was compulsory is one. Is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, eh iman walo, oh you who believe, idha najaytumu rasool, when you're going to speak to the Master alayhi salam, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum swadaqa. Then you must give out charity before you speak to the Master alayhi salam. So it is compulsory. Sayyidina Ali practiced on it. But then it became difficult for Sahaba. So Almighty Allah said, okay, next one, that we make takhfif, discount for you, concession for you. Ashfaqtum an tuqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqat. It's difficult for you. So if you do, don't do it. It's fine. So this is chapter 58, Surah Mujadala, and verses 12 and 13. So we will say in this day and this age, it is mustahab, it is desirable and meritorious. Before we enter Masjid Nabawi, then we give our charity 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10, 20, depending how rich you are, how much you can afford. For us, our wives, our children, whoever are accompanying us and so forth. We enter and we read the du'as, make intention of i'tikaf, thereafter fill i'tikaf, thereafter you read tahiyatul masjid, and then you go to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you read salami, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muzambil, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muddathir. You know Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, I saw myself. You shouldn't come inside the masjid for salami. Late at night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They used to bring Hazrat Sheikh even winter time. You know Medina, winter is very cold. December, January, so forth. So they would bring in the wheelchair and they would put for the blankets, and Hazrat had all his jerseys. For 2.5-3 hours, Hazrat would be there and they would read salami from there. How Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu would read salami? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muzammil. Then read whole Surah Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ayyuha al-Nabi. You would read whole Surah Tahrim. Ya ayyuha al-Nabi lima tuharrimu. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya al-Muddathir. You read whole Surah Muddathir like that. So these are the giants of the Ummah. Understand? For us, the police just chase us away also. And then you go by Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Then you must try and go into Riyazul Jannah. So where ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatu min Riyazul Jannah. So where the mimbar is and where the house is, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is buried there. So that portion is one of the gardens of Jannah. There the apples there, Ustuwana. So you will see Ustuwana wufud, where Nabi alayhi salam received the guest. Ustuwana sarir, where the Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed i'tikaf. Ustuwana Hars, where Nabi alayhi salam appointed Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Ali and other Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be the guard. Ustuwana Abi Lubaba. Abu Lubaba, he divulged the secret to the enemy. Then he fastened himself there. So there is written Ustuwana Abi Lubaba in the Tawbah. So anyway you get placed there, read. And you say, Ya Allah, I'm in Jannah. Jannat now, but I have to come out now. So give me Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And once we're there, we never come out. Ustuwana Aisha, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, there's a place there inside the masjid that if you read Salat there, make dua, your duas are all accepted. So these are the most important places. And if you go further, right in front is Mihrab Uthmani, Sayyidina Usman's Mihrab. And if you come at the back, you will see another Mihrab, that is Mihrab. Mihrab is the niche. So that semicircle like. So there you will see Mihrabun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make imamat. So that these are the most important places and so forth. So mashallah, we read Salat there many times, but the police also, they trouble and all that. So people are going first time, at least you should try and go and read there. The men, obviously, two rakat salat. For women, to be honest, is very difficult. So wherever you are, you ladies, just read. Allah will reward you. Don't push somebody to get inside there, because that is haram. You can't do haram to do something that is mustahab or nafil or sunnah. So that is totally unacceptable.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, what are the best places to visit in Medina outside of the Haram?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's all part of the Haram. We must remember that. So which are the best places to visit outside Masjid Nabawi? So remember, but it's all part of the Haram. Medina also got Haram according to majority scholars. So anyway, so the best places to visit, there are 3-4 places. Number one is Masjid Quba. You can go any day. Remember that what people got, no, you must wait for Saturday. Yes, Saturday is the best day, but if you go any day, it's fine. So the hadith is mentioned, remember, that in Ibn Majah and various compilations, man tatahara min baytihi, if a person remember that, he makes wudu at home. So in the hotel, and if you open Mish Mustada Ahmed, always you will find it. So, and then summa ata ila Masjid Quba. You come to Masjid Quba. So this is the first masjid in the history of Islam after Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if you look at the chronological order, the sequence, first is Baytullah, Masjidul Haram. So Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, all that. Second is Masjidul Aqsa, the sequence, the chronological table. Third is Masjid Quba, as far as the building structure goes. Then fourth one is Masjidun Nabawi, all built by prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam. So we should remember that also is important. So if you go on a Saturday, you go any day, remember you get the reward, but best is Saturday. You must say like that, not you must go on a Saturday. Then you come there, and summa swalla rakatain, you read 2 rakat zakat salat there, then you receive the reward, ka ajri umratin, of 1 umrah. So you read 2 rakat salat, 1 umrah, another 2 rakat, another umrah, like that. So that is authentic 100%. So we should go. Must means that you should go, not compulsory must. So that is one place you should go. And now they're going to extend it and so forth. So magnificent history of Masjid Quba also. You know Sheikh Huzaifi, his son was the imam there for many years. Now he's imam in Masjid Nabawi, mashallah. So we must remember Ahmed, his name. So that is one place you should go. Any day, preferably Saturday. Like that you must say. And then second one, you should go to Uhud. Mustafa, it's not Uhud. Our people mispronounce it. It's Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So there you go. It was in the third year of the Hijrah. First year, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and they built Masjid Nabawi, all that. Second year, Ramadan, 17th Ramadan. Remember then, it was a Friday, Battle of Badr took place. Third year of the Hijrah, during Shawwal, how we are in Shawwal now. So some muhaddisin, muarrikhin, historians, scholars wrote 7th of Shawwal, some say 14th of Shawwal. So whatever it is, so we all know it's Shawwal and it's Uhud. There the victory was for the Muslims, remember that. But on Jabal Rumat, the mountain of the archers, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Abdullah bin Jubayr radiallahu anhu and said, you are in charge arch, 50 arches were there. And then they were winning, and the Sahaba thought battle is finished. They went down. Only 12 of them stayed. So remember that. And Khalid bin Walid was not Muslim, but a master, you know, tactician. He looked at the back and he saw that they all gone except 12. So he came from behind, and then everything happened. 70 Sahaba passed away, became Shaheed, Shuhada, Sayyidu Shuhada. That is our belief. As mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anh, and all of them are buried there, remember that, in Uhud. So that was during, so we must go there, go make dua there. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, and he used to face Masjidul Aqsa. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it was in Rabi'ul Awwal that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, and then in Sha'ban, Tahwilul Qibla took place. So 16, 17 months plus minus, so then the ayat was revealed, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَتْرُ الْمَجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. As I told you just now, that, you know, first time I went was 74. So that time, that was now King Faisal's time. King Faisal became Shaheed in 75. So they used to have proper two mihrab. One mihrab towards the Baytullah. Another mihrab towards Masjidul Aqsa. Now people are simple, you know, naive. So you find some people reading Salat Baytullah, some facing this way. Yeah. So then they lock, they close all that up and finish. They say the people making all mix up business. So, but I saw that mihrab also, right, towards Aqsa al-Mubarak in Masjidul Qiblatain. That Masjid is called Masjid Qiblatain. So the ayat got revealed there according to some muhaddisin, got others. So anyway, big ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. So we now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj, that from Makkah to Jerusalem, that is called Isra. Chapter 17, verse 1, beginning of 15, Jews, Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdi, from Aqsa al-Mubarak to the seven heavens after making the imamat, that is Mi'raj. So Allah wants to elevate Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, you are sahib al-qiblatain. So you are the one who faced both qiblas. But obviously, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's love desire was more qiblatan tardaha, to face the Baytullah. So that is why this took place also. And as a test for people as well, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So this is Masjid al-Qiblatain. So that also you should visit also. Then there are other places also you should visit, but now there's no time to go into details. Normally, when I deliver lectures there to the Hujjaj or the Zahirin and people who are there, so I tell them, write down, you know how you say A, B, C. So write down A, B, I. We're going shopping now in Medina. So you must go to the Hadikatun Nakhl. You see, you must go to the farms. You must remember that. So when you go to the farm, then you see the dates and the various variety. 1-1 date tree. Barakat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it lasts for 100 years, 113, and every year is producing. This is Medina Munawwara, a semi-desert. This is the barakah till today of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So A for Ajwa. So Ajwa is the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin. So if you have 7 Ajwa date, 1-1-1 like that, before Fajr, after Fajr, breakfast time. So then, لَمْ يَدُرُّهُ سُمٌّ وَلَا سِحْرٌ. No poison, no jadu, no witchcraft, nothing will harm you. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. But we also must have conviction, you know. And you get Ajwa al-Aliyah, as mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, in Muslim Sharif. So I got one friend there, mashallah, used to bring for me Ajwa al-Aliyah. So different grades you get. So anyway, Ajwa is the best. So A for Ajwa. This is mentioned. Second one is mentioned, Barni. All the dates of Medina are Mubarak. But remember, the best of the best is Ajwa. Second one is Barni. A for Ajwa, B for Barni. So Barni is very cheap also, 10, 15, 20 riyals per kilo. At Ajwa go 100 riyals also like that, depending on the season. So anyway, the point I'm making, fihi dawaun wala da'afi. It's authentic hadith in Tabarani. So it is a medication. patient and no sickness in it. Fihi dawaun wala da'afi. A for ajwa, B for barni. A, B, I. I is ismit. Ismit is the surma, the antimony, and the kuhul that you put in your eyes. You understand? So the best one is ismit. Alaykum bil ismit, fa innahu yajlul basar. It makes the eyes look sharper also. You can see good also. And wa yumbitu shar, it makes the hair grow. Is sahih hadith open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So these are the shopping lists in Medina. A, ajwa. B, barni. These are dates. And I, ismit. So we must remember this also. Ismit is not black. It's like pinkish, reddish in color. People should know that as well. So these are the most important things there. Then we got graveyard is left, isn't it? So yeah. So remember that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to Medina Munawwara, joyous occasion, everything. So now the first child to be born. It took place after 1 year, you know, whole year passed, and the enemy, they were making a mockery like. Then Asma binti Abi Bakr is the mother, and Zubayr bin Awam is the father, radiallahu anhumah. And lo and behold, the first child is born, Abdullah bin Zubayr. Who is Abdullah bin Zubayr? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The first thing to enter in his mouth was the saliva mubarak of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. How honorable this sahaba. He is sahabi, Abdullah bin Zubayr. He passes away in 73 after Hijrah. Then his parents are sahaba. His grandparents are sahaba. Say, no, Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. So imagine, so many generations we speak, all sahaba. So this is unique feature of his, of Abdullah bin Zubayr, radiallahu anhu. So that was the child that was born. First one, after Hijrah, Ailil Muhajirin. Now we go the other side. The first person to pass away after the hijrah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Affan is the Khalifa. Don't make mistake. This is Uthman bin Maz'un. So I'll explain to you now when you enter the graveyard and so forth. So when he passed away, فَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ حَبِيبُنَا sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed him, Uthman bin Maz'un, here on his forehead, وَأَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَان, and the Master salatu salam was crying. And when you cry because of somebody's death and passing away, then that is rahma. But this crying kali kali, pretending and spaza, as we say, so that is haram, obviously. So, but you know, unintentionally, so that is rahma. So we must know how Islam works and so forth. So we take you for a tour. Then you know what Allah said, we've been there several times, Allah accepted. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Allah protect Majlisul Aqsa and all our masajid. And in Urdu we say very beautiful sentence, Ya Allah, bar bar haziri nasib farma. Ya Allah, take us time and again to Majlisul Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Majlisul Nabawi, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, like that. The political things will carry on, but remember, things will change inshallah for the better. So we go like that. So anyway, and now one other question also people ask, must we go to Medina first or must we go to Makkah first and so forth? Normally, that we advise people to go to Medina Munawwara first. Why? So there's no problem regarding ihram and all these type of things. And if you study the Hajj of Nabi alayhi salam, the Umrah of Nabi alayhi salam, all were performed from Medina Munawwara. So therefore, but if you go Makkah first and then come Medina, 100% permissible. You come Medina Munawwara first and then go Makkah. So all is flexible issue. Whatever you feel, sometimes you have to look at your wife, her menses, and lot of stories with the woman also, you know. So all that things have to take, but taken into consideration. So now we enter. Remember the men, a big boards there. For women to come is haram. La anallahu zairatil kubur, la anallahu zawaratil kubur. All these ahadith in Sunan Nasai. So when you just enter, now when you enter enter, you enter with your right foot. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. So yeah, we greet all of you, the people who are buried here, the Muslims obviously. And remember that Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, and the leader of the hypocrites, they all were buried also that side, but they're not Muslims. In those days, you must remember that. So now we get Muslims who are buried, inshallah. So that way there we make dua for them only. So we greet them. Allah must forgive us. Allah must forgive them. You are the vanguard. You went first. Wa nahnu bil athar. And we are on your footsteps. We are following you. That death will come. And for death, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith sahih, authentic. Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil madina fal yamut biha. Fa inni ashfa'u lakum. The first people Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for are those people who pass away in Madinah Munawwara and they are buried there. So with Iman, obviously. So remember, that's a great, great thing, remember. So imagine people like Haji Ahmad Nakhuda and others pass away in Madinah, then Friday, and, you know, that's all great, great. And Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Marqad, so many thousands of people, some we know, some we don't know. So in that way there, so you enter. So as soon as you enter, then you must look at the right. When you look at the right, now they put a big steel fence there and so forth. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. So then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. And Abbas radiallahu anhu, Chacha, Kaka, Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they all buried there. As soon as you enter. Then when you go further up, then you walk King, then there is Azwajun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are buried there. Besides Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she's buried in Mualla. Not Mala, Mualla, the graveyard in Makkah. And then out of Makkah, then this place called Sarif, there Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried there. And Maria Qibtiya, she's not buried there in Baqi. She's buried in Medina, but another place. So remember that ye the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Then you go further, the three daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, because Sayyida Fatima is on one side. So Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, they are buried there. Then you take the turn. And when you just take the turn, Imam Malik is buried there, rahimahullah. Then Imam Nafi is buried there. Then you go further, then you will see one grave there. There is Uthman bin Maz'un, the Sahabi who passed away. Awwalu man mata, aytu wufiya ba'd al-hijrah. So remember that the first one. Now if you fast forward, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mother is Maria Qibtiya. So remember Habibuna, he was 18 months old. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take him, the son of mine, and bury him in the same grave of Usman bin Maz'un. You see? So people, they don't know, they just, then you walk, you walk, you walk, you go down right at the bottom. I'm just making a shortcut. Then you come to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's grave. Sayyidina Usman was mazloom. He extended the masjid, but they never allowed him to go masjid. He bought the Bire Ruma. He bought his own money. And he bought and he gave it waqf. They wouldn't allow water to come. Then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu bought so many things for the Muslims. Battle of Tabuk, he contributed the most. Remember that. But when the time came for burial, then these enemies of Islam, you must remember that they say Shi'ane Ali. So they were the people who we call the Shi'as and others. So already they started in time of Sayyidina Usman. So they didn't allow Sayyidina Usman to be buried here. They buried him right on the other side. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu bought that land and incorporated it into the Baqi. Remember that. So that is if you know what's happening. So therefore people want, wonder how come Sayyidina Usman is buried right that side there. Then if you go from there, you turn left and you go that side, then you will find that Sayyidina Halima Saadiyah, the honorable foster mother of Nabi alayhi salam, she is buried there. Saad bin Muaz is buried there. Saad bin Waqas is buried. People got a fairy tale story, you know. People don't understand what's going on. They tell you Saad bin Waqas is buried in Guangzhou, in China. For that reason, I went to Guangzhou. I said, let me see why people got this mix up. So if you go to Ganzo, it's written clearly there, Abu Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. So Sa'd ibn Waqas is buried here. Hadith in Tirmidhi also tells us that. So, and Sahaba are buried there, majority. So remember, his father is buried in Ganzo. But people make all khalat malat. They get confused and their fuses get blown also, you know. So that is why we should know all these type of things here. So these are the most important people who are in Medina. One thing, remember, the TV is a big shaitan. But people watching movies, people watching. Now today, there's cinemas there in Medina. You understand? Bollywood and Hollywood. Now, how much all that causes taklif and harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? At least that much sharam, shame, haya, modesty we should have. Inna alladhina yuhibbuna an tashi'a al-fahisha fil ladhina amanu lahum adabun alimun fid dunya wal akhirah. So that is why we say that these people, they are not khadimul haramain sharifain, they are khainul haramain sharifain, that they are committing treachery and causing harm to the Haramain Sharifain. So Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, and Allah Ta'ala protect all the Hujjaj, Mu'tamirin and Zahirin, people going for Umrah, Hajj and Ziyarat. Okay, Jazakallah Khairan. Let me give you the rundown of today's program. So 12 o'clock will be the news with Brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter will be a lecture by Maulana Ridwan Kaji between 12 and 1. 105 to 130, we conclude the surah inshallah. Allah, Surah Fat, verses 26 to 29, 130 to 2, there also we complete the Surah, Surah Mu'minun, verses 115 to 118, and 2 to 3 current affairs of Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 340, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning, and then 340, 345 to 4, Duas and Zikr, 4 to 5, Urdu lecture by Mawlana Salim Dorat. So remember that, how can we get nearer to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's mercy. And then 5 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, and that will be that 5 to 7, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, 7 to 7:30 the repeat of today's tafsir, 7:30 to 8 Mawlana Yunus Patel, 8 to 10 Mawlana Arafat and Mawlana Salim Karim in the discussion. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakum Allah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on for the news now. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.